fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning. This is Peter Herbeck. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. I want to continue today to talk about the glorious teaching that St. Peter gives us in his first letter. I'll tell you, the Bible has a power and a capacity, friends, to open up our minds and hearts. It's the instrument through which God the Father and our Lord want to give us what the apostles are exhorting us to lay hold of, and that is a renewed mind, a transformed mind, God's understanding of reality, and most importantly, God's understanding of who you are, God's understanding of who I am. It's only in Christ and what he reveals to us in his word that we can really come to understand who we are. And it's not just data in our head, but as this word which is living, it's alive, it changes us. It has a power to transform us. There's nothing like it because it's God's Holy Spirit-breathed word working with the apostles and the writers who have put down what God's put in their heart. What they intended is the same thing the Holy Spirit intended, and what the Holy Spirit intended, they intended for us to be able to know and to understand. I hope over the last couple of weeks we've been chewing on Peter's. We've really spent a week and a half here in just one chapter. We're not even through the first chapter of Peter's first letter, which is very short. It's just 25 verses long. But every line is packed. Every line is packed with revelation, is packed with understanding of who we are and what Christ has accomplished in us, which is really my goal on the show, is to both for myself, but also to help you lay hold of what's happening in your heart and in your life and what God's plan and intention is for you, and the great gold and treasure that he's deposited in you. And the way we understand our own value, you know, we're constantly in this world trying to get help from people, professionals in one way or another, positive thinkers, you know, writers, psychologists, you name it, to help us feel good about who we are, to help us feel like our life is worth something, that we're valuable, that our life has purpose, that I haven't just missed out on everything and been dealt a bad hand. There's something greater than all of that that happens. And that's across the board. And so that's for everybody, no matter what background you're from, no matter what socioeconomic class you're in. It doesn't matter if you're battling terminal illness or you faced huge disappointments in your life, or you've been hurt and wounded, forgotten, whatever it is, you are being offered from Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, you've been offered a lasting treasure. The value of your life has already been communicated on the cross of Calvary. The Son of God came and died for you. From Jesus' point of view, civilizations can pass, you know. The great glories that humanity creates, you know, our big cities and our big whatever, our skyscrapers and our powerful armies and our big banks and all the rest of it. Guess what? It's all going to pass away. It all seems so important right now. It seems like, wow, that's where the action is. You know, on Wall Street, that's where the action is, or in Hollywood or in Vegas or whatever it is, that's where the action is. The power centers, Washington. Friends, it's not where the action is. I mean, there's important things that need to be done in different places like that. But look, that's not where the action is. That's all going to pass away. What really matters is God. God matters. And God's purpose and plan matters. And the only thing that's going to give you and me real value, real sense deep down in our core, in your core and mine, that I'm worth something, that my life is valuable, that I have an unchanging purpose and destiny in this life, and that my life is valuable not because of what I accomplish here in this world. All those things pass away. My life is valuable because I'm God's idea, because God created me, and in his Son he's redeemed and saved me. That's what makes life worth living. St. Peter tells us so clearly in so many ways that very reality. And I did the program yesterday in verse 22 and 23, where Peter said that, I'll begin with 23 today, in chapter 1 of 1 Peter. He says, you've been born anew, not of a perishable seed, but of an imperishable seed, through the living and abiding Word of God. Yesterday, I shared at the end of the program a story of how I experienced that concretely in my life, how the Word of God began to awaken in me. Really, the Word was planted in my heart and mind with a power to awaken in me the grace that was given to me in my baptism. And it's what God wants to do for all of us in our own unique way. How we're going to experience that is up to God. But what he's after is giving us an imperishable seed. And the analogy that Peter's making here is between a seed which perishes and a seed which will never perish. And the seed with which we were born is perishing, our biological life, the seed that brought about the communication of biological life within us, it's passing away, and we know it. And we fight against it all the time. Here he makes a simple analogy, and quoting really the Old Testament, he'll go on in verse 24, he said, I'll begin with 23 and then read on through 25. It's kind of the summary of Peter's, of this section of Peter's letter. He says, you've been born anew, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is grass, and all its glory is like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls. But the word of the Lord abides forever. That word is the good news which was preached to you. Oh, this is so important. Peter really wants us and wanted his brothers and sisters there who he's writing to. And I've mentioned it many times this week and last week that this is a small community that Peter established in Asia Minor, which is now Turkey. Up against it, so small, no influence in society, no influence in the broader culture, no political power. They're believing something that is really radically different than what the Roman Empire is requiring of everybody, that is to acknowledge the emperor as Lord. They're up against it, but they're experiencing, as Peter said, unutterable and exalted joy, so much joy they could hardly explain it to people. Even though they were living in trials and testing and the circumstances of their life just weren't worth it. Now, Peter's reminding them, he's saying, look, your flesh, you were born of a seed, a biological seed. And just as the grass and the flower, which were born of perishable seeds, wither and fall, so the flesh, you and me, we're just like the grass. We wither and we die. Humanity falls. It's a perishable seed. Jesus has come to plant in us a power, a life that will never die, that will never perish. That's what Peter's underlining here and reminding. So friends, all the glory of the world, or the glory of man, our Super Bowls, our national championships, our ever bigger banks, our yachts, our clothing fashions, our Wall Street markets, our you name it, our Hollywood superstars, our YouTube video kings, whatever it is that people are pursuing, my iPads, my iPhones, I want to be a master of the universe, whatever it is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with iPads or iPhones. I'm just saying we. In so many ways, the culture sells us an image and a lifestyle in what it makes. That's what brands often do. We tie technology, for example, a phone. It's just a little machine. That's all it is. But we somehow, we're so vulnerable to this that the master marketers, and probably Steve Jobs and Apple are the best at it, is they attach a lifestyle to it as if somehow to own one of these makes me a cool, sophisticated, free, artsy, my own mind, my own man, my own person, life worth living kind of thing. That's just all market. It's a bunch of baloney. The phone doesn't add one single thing to your life. It's like the car commercials. When you're watching an NFL football game and a car commercial comes on and a beautiful woman who's barely clad is laying on top of the hood of the car, or sitting in the car with the guy driving and she's looking at him and the whole story is, drive this car, man. and you're going to be this cool, and you're going to get this kind of woman. It's total lie. It's baloney. They're selling you a lifestyle. And they're selling you a lifestyle that's tied to an identity. And why are they doing that? Because they know how insecure everybody is. They know how destabilized the human heart is in every life. So psychologists, other people feed the marketers, help them understand what people, their deepest longings are, what their fears are. And then the marketers play into that to sell you a product and to get you to actually believe that that product, which is going to pass away, it's going to be rust, it's going to be nothing in a decade or whatever, somehow a statement about the kind of person you are. It's silly. It's actually pathetic, but it's the battle. And we cling on to all these things. And Peter is saying, look, the world is always going to sell you things which perish. Travel lightly in this world. Remember what really matters. What really matters is that God, in his Son, has come to claim you again. He's come to reveal to you your identity. You are a child of God. That's what gives your life purpose. That's why you're valuable. That's why life is worth living. Period. Period. Fame, money, glory, ultimate freedom, worldly passion, all that. It's not enough. It's not enough. But man, we are suckers for it. Until we see what Peter's talking about here. Something new has happened in those who've been baptized into Jesus Christ and are living in his church. Something new, something utterly different, a power and a capacity like no other. It's a share in the glory of Jesus Christ, in the victory of the eternal life. It's humanity brought home. It's humanity having made it home in the person of Jesus Christ. And now Jesus, our elder brother, is at the right hand of the Father in absolute power and authority. He's the one who's going to bring about the new creation. And all the silly, stupid stuff that this world worships, it's all going to pass away. Don't cling to it or you'll pass away with it. Let go of it. Empty yourself of the idols and the distractions and the things that keep you focused and desperately seeking an identity in this world. Don't let the world sucker you into an addiction to some dimension of the world that you cling to, you know, and you're dominated by because you don't know who you are. Give your heart to Christ. If you stumble onto this program and you don't know who Jesus is, you've never been baptized, and something today in this living word that's proclaimed to you is touching you in some way, I invite you right now where you are, just stop for a moment and say, Jesus, Jesus, come plant that seed in my heart. Forgive me for my sins. Come and be the Lord of my life. Lead me into your church. Show me where to go. If you prayed that prayer today, if you want to pray that prayer today, and this show is touching your life, you want more, call me, email me, just renewalministries.net. You can find me. I'd be happy to talk to you because this is what really matters in life, friends. Nothing else compares. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.